Kingdom Exhortations. May 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul gives the most extensive list in the Bible of the qualifications for leadership in the local church and the body of Christ at large. It's remarkable to see the overwhelming importance the Bible places on Christ-like teaching, service, and character in order to be considered for positions of leadership in Christ's kingdom. It's important that when we read these qualifications and characteristics, that we examine ourselves in light of them, whether we are in church leadership or not. All of us, as Christians, should aspire to follow and grow in the things laid out. Quote, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." James 1 verses 22 through 25. Paul begins by first proclaiming that if a man has a genuine and sincere heart to serve in the church as an elder, this is indeed a good and honorable desire. Quote, "Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task." 1 Timothy 3 verse 1. An overseer, or elder as they're referred to today, is the highest position of authority in a local church or ministry. It is by no means more important than other leadership roles, but does come with a higher degree of responsibility and accountability. It's notable that Paul says, quote, "He desires a noble task." Although men and women can and should exercise leadership positions in the church, the position and duties of an elder are expected to be filled and fulfilled by the men. It's also noteworthy that Paul says it's a, quote, "noble task." Being an elder is not about being in charge or being respected, honored, or praised. It is work, and only those men who have shown themselves to be diligent workers in serving Christ and his people ought to be considered. There are approximately 16 things Paul mentions in this list, most of which are self-explanatory, though some require explanation. Quote, "Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money." 1 Timothy 3 verses 2 through 4. The, quote, "husband of but one wife" simply means that the man cannot be in polygamy. He must be a one-woman man, so to speak. He can only be married to one woman at a time. By, quote, "able to teach," Paul means that the man must be able to explain, from the Bible, the primary doctrines of Scripture as they pertain to Christ and our need of him. Quote, "He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap." 1 Timothy 3 verses 4 through 7. It's noteworthy that in everything Paul mentions, there is nothing involving the man's past. Jesus is not concerned with our past performance, but with our present character. The list for deacons is similar to that of elders, with only minor differences. Quote, "Deacons, likewise, are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested. If there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 3 verses 8 through 13. A deacon is best described as a servant, one who wholeheartedly serves Jesus and his people. Quote, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Notice that a deacon's wife is required to be a woman of Christ-like character. A deacon must be tested, be observed as trustworthy over a reasonable period of time, and be someone noticeably eager to serve Jesus with a genuine heart. It is again noteworthy that a deacon does not have the requirement of being, quote, able to teach that an elder must possess. However, the qualities required for deacons would certainly apply to elders as well. It's imperative that we understand that all the things demanded of a deacon must be displayed in a man before he may be considered for elder. Paul concludes the chapter by explaining to Timothy that although he desires to see him soon, he is writing to him at this time because of the necessity and importance of all these things. He ends with a profound doxology, explaining the heart behind why we do all that we do. In it, we see the work of Christ in the gospel. This was an early church hymn that may have been written by Paul himself. Quote, although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. 1 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 16. Let us go now and determine to increasingly walk in the qualities required to be a deacon or pastor or elder, whether we aspire to be in church leadership or not. Take time to examine yourself under each of the things Paul mentions and earnestly repent and ask Jesus to help you where you find yourself lacking. If you do aspire to be in leadership, keep in mind that it's real work and not a position given for elevating your ego with honor, respect, or praise. Quote, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 4. Always remember, past failures and successes are not what matter to Jesus. We have all done some good in our past and have all failed miserably in our walk with Christ. We should be thankful to him for the good he has brought from our lives, as well as being repentant for our sinful behavior. Whether we aspire to leadership or not, it is our present character and lifestyle that Jesus is focused on. Quote, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. As you grow as a servant of Jesus, understanding the importance of these things and applying them to your life, you will grow in your relationship with Jesus, and everything in your life will become more meaningful, powerful, and fulfilling. Quote, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Acts 20, verse 28. May God bless you all.
Kingdom exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.